He's the hottest DJ.
Yeah, DJ Justice is hot as fuck. And if Thorgy doesn't make it happen tonight, then my room is 1:23.
Oh, wait, what?
Eat this.
Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hours.
Good
for real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM here in Central Florida, streaming online and archived on our website, gayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at Gay Radio Show. Back for the sixth year, interviewing current RuPaul's Drag Race season queens at the Parliament House White Party, and it's really great.
She's in the house.
Glad to be here back in the dressing room with Thorgy Thor, Naomi Smalls,
Hi.
And Robbie Turner, and then Alex the Young Upstart intern from the radio show. How
I'm
you doing?
Over here.
Right. You're not supposed to talk during the interview. You're supposed to. Yeah.
Children are better seen.
You're an intern.
Heard.
You better tell him his place.
Yeah. Well, it just we're just trying to get through it so we don't interrupt people as we're doing the interview.
Is it this kind of interview? It is now. Trash.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. How was your night tonight? Was it a good performance?
You know what? I've never been to Orlando, Florida before. Mm-hmm. My name is Thorgy Thor once again.
With a 99, I feel incredible.
Naomi Smalls dropped her phone because she's drunk and she can't handle her alcohol.
Yeah, it's a good mic. You don't have to lean in. It'll pick you up just
no, fine. That's just for
no,
you.
I'm
actually, she's doing that
so
just for you.
She's doing it just for the mic.
Anyway, blah, blah, blah. It is such a pleasure to be here in Orlando, Florida.
The city beautiful. I love your hair. I love your dreadlocks. When did you start growing your dreadlocks? How long did it take them to get to the length they are? Was it like a you just wanted to not cut
no,
it anymore? Or was it a spiritual
thing? I
actually
have a shaved head and each one is glued on with spirit gum. All day, every morning, noon and night, I replace the glue.
Very nice, good job.
That's all I have to say.
Now, we've heard the origin of Naomi Smalls' name. What's the origin behind Thorgy Thor? It's a unique drag name. Where did that come from?
My middle name is Thor, named after my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And my last name starts with a G, Galligan, Thor G.
Okay.
I put a Y at the end, made it into one word, Thorgy.
Very nice.
It's really my family. Why is everything so funny?
It's your face, though.
It's my real...
You're like, it's my real
me.
Name.
It's my...
I always like to play the game where
no,
we play the first word that comes to mind. What's the first word or the first thing that comes to mind when I say the following? Michelle Visage.
Oh.
Neck.
Gorgeous.
Oh.
We got back feet audio. Okay, so gorgeous. What about Derek Barry?
Boring.
Forehead.
Oh, shit.
Only friend.
Bob
Hewlett is the best.
Bob the drag queen.
You can do it.
Everyone's looking at Naomi.
Cut it out.
Purse first. Fucking purse.
Don't give her that.
No, I said fucking purse.
Charcoal.
Wait, oh, we're like...
Charcoal. Gasoline.
What about kimchi?
My best friend. I love her.
What are you making a face for?
I'm just drunk.
Okay.
That's my face.
Those are the best
things.
Well,
I'll impersonate kimchi really quick. Who?
No, you have to say something with an S.
Talk more.
Talk more? Like you.
Yes, winner.
I want her to shut me up. Her looks are so iconic and incredible in every way. Shut me up. She can't. She has nothing to say. I love her.
But you just, but you want
to... if Thorgy saying she loves kimchi, she's fucked
she's
up.
Drunk.
It's hard for me to tell, like, with
love
the follow-up question, because I've never been with
you
girl before.
I love her.
Yeah?
I just, you know, it's funny because you're asking me, do the viewers know the date right now?
No, it's always fun because we get to listen to this, you know, for the next year.
Wait, so you're not releasing this for a year?
No, no, no.
Oh.
No, it's going to be released, like, in a couple of days.
Oh, okay.
Can we release before the next episode?
But not before this, and nobody knows. But watching the show, it's like kimchi. I love kimchi so much. Her looks are incredible, iconic, and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Talk more.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that while we were filming the show, talk more, talk more, talk more. She has nothing to say. And that's what I learned.
Donut come for her.
Oh.
Do real product placement.
You're from California, and Redlands is kind of in between L.A. and San Diego. Did you, like, gravitate when you started doing drag towards one city or the other? Where did you kind of come up in the scene?
Well, I first started drag in, like, Pomona. And then I kind of did, like, didn't really have much success in California as a drag queen, because like a lot of the drag was already established.
Right.
This wasn't really my style, so I moved actually to Chicago.
Okay, so that's where you've been working primarily?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you had your medical marijuana card for being in California.
Oh,
good
no.
question.
I prefer...
Do you smoke pot, Naomi's mom?
I've actually literally never tried.
She's coming to Seattle.
I've
where
never tried
who would be the one person that would convince you to smoke pot
I
with
would,
them?
I would.
By the way, do you know I used to smoke a lot of pot? And I don't smoke pot anymore.
I'd be in the
what,
room
what
while
about
you
me
both
seems
smoke.
Like I'd be fun to smoke
pot.
Because I hate smoking
pot. Okay, so we'd both be like in the...
Yeah,
okay.
So it'd be like another beginner stage.
That makes me think of another question I had for you. You talked on the show about coming from a really religious family. You were adopted, and it was so cool that you were able to share the story about your mom being so open and accepting of, you know, of who you are as a person and your drag career.
She's the nicest one.
Did you have any other kind of... with the way you were brought up, really, you know, with your... I have faith. My faith's a big part of my life. Did you have any other conflicts as you started becoming part of the club scene, like being around things that you hadn't been around before, or feeling like, you know, was this somewhere you belonged, or were you just going to do drag?
I'm a kid of the internet, so I know exactly, like, I know all the negative stuff before I walk into the club.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really had an issue. I've seen like all the dicks, all the porn, all the drag before.
You say now that I'm a killer of the internet?
No, I'm a
kid
of the internet.
But a killer sounds really fun.
Now that I'm a killer of the internet,
I killed
you.
That's why I heard it. I was like,
I love the way you hear shit. Like, it's so much better.
I love the way things sound after, you know, 2 a.m. after having a couple drinks at the world famous
party.
You
mean when I wake up and
we're not going to bed?
No.
Are you lying?
I'm not a big drinker. I had like a vodka water lime
and
a shot of Fireball.
He already said his faith is a big part of his life. Do you ever drink?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
I've seen a couple.
And I'm a cancer survivor, so, you know, I have to go through everything, so.
What cancer?
Oh, that's not what we're talking about, but it's all good. I'll talk
about
it.
We're talking about drag racing. I mean, stop being personal. This isn't Untucked.
What other characters would you try and... when you audition for Drag Race, you have to have multiple characters, potentially, for Snatch Game. What other characters were you...
Good question.
What other characters did you have prepared to use, or were you thinking about using, and did they say you could or couldn't use for Snatch Game, Robbie?
Oh, we can't answer that part.
Yes, we can.
No, we can't.
Snatch Game is, like, my trigger, so let's just not talk.
Oh, your trigger.
By the way, you know Snatch Game is already... air.
Yeah. So,
I know,
so
but
you're
we can't
just...
talk about what they told us we can and cannot do.
Well, no, okay, I know that you can't do characters.
You can
like
say
you...
whatever you want to say, girl.
I think
bring on a lawsuit, it makes you more famous.
I auditioned with Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli?
Yeah, and it was hilarious.
Now then, at what point do you switch from which character you ended up playing? Do they change it for you? Or do you make up your mind that that's not the best character to go with?
No, I decided to go with Diana Vreeland.
Mm-hmm.
You did. You wanted to do her from the very beginning, bitch.
Other than New York, who else did you have in mind for Snatch Game?
I came prepared with Whoopi Goldberg and
I wanted
The Color
to.
Purple,
mm-hmm.
Miss Seeley, but
I wanted
just
you
didn't
to do Miss Seeley, but then Bob started doing everybody's impersonation.
And then never did Whoopi Goldberg at all.
That little slut.
That's the way Bob works, girl.
Now, what's that vibe about? Is it
oh,
friendly love
friends.
Or is okay? So it's a friendly love. It's
like
a friendly
that,
vibe.
That's a separate question. Let's get back to the question. This point. What was my other Snatch Game character?
I love that she's helping
yeah,
run my interview.
What was your
interview.
Other
it's
Snatch
amazing.
Game character?
If I didn't do Michael Jackson,
which was amazing,
killed, and I should have
won
that
and
should have
won.
Bob is should've terrible
won.
In every way, and she should have lost all the show and got eliminated in episode. No, I'm just kidding. But not really. But I also should. I would have done Linda Blair from The Exorcist.
Oh, I remember. Are you saying that?
And every answer would have been like, let's check in with Naomi Smalls. It would have been, let's check in with Tiffany Pollard. Oh, hey, how are you doing? Yay, girl, yay, blah, blah, blah.
And then
let's check in with Diana Vreeland. Oh, everyone fucking sucks. Let's check in with Linda Blair from The Exorcist. Like, can you imagine every answer
begged.
Would just be pea soup being spit out?
I would have begged to have sit
I would have been
you.
Standing up my television screen and screamed, like, literally, like, thank you. You
finally.
Didn't answer a single question, but you answered everyone in character.
Spitting
pea
soup. You were vomiting and like stabbing yourself with a crucifix.
But just know.
Or Janis Joplin, but Janis
Which
Joplin's
is a,
not funny. But
you could make her funny.
Make
her
funny.
You
just
could make
know.
Her hysterical. You
could get
actually.
All the compliments in the entire world, but Bob would still win the challenge.
Bob.
Thorgy Thor.
You.
You were perfect in this challenge. Bob, you
everywhere.
Were the winner.
Bob, you didn't wear
I just
any
imagine
Bobby
Thorgy going, I imagine Thorgy going to a dresser like, Bob!
Watch
shaking your
episode,
fist in the air. Damn it,
your
Bob!
Eye rolls get bigger and bigger every
Your
episode.
Outfit inspired the retreat of the U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
Your look will usher in
Bob,
a new age of peace.
Bob, you're the winner of this challenge. And I'm like,
what?
Did I not inspire a whole army?
What about the troops?
Why would you say that
Those
to
yellow
me?
Ribbons.
Why would you say that to me?
I have another question for all three of you. When you go on RuPaul's Drag Race, you know, you have to keep everything quiet and you have either friends helping you out on your social media. What was your excuse as to where you were and what was going on when you magically disappeared for a few months when the show happened to conveniently be filmed?
I went to quote-unquote makeup school. Nice. Which, by the way, to criticize...
She's been talking about it forever.
I have been, and not to go to, like, L'Oreal, like, oh, how do you, like, blend that, like, eye cream? No, I wanted to do prosthetic makeup, horror makeup. Like, learn how to,
like Halloween Horror Nights FX makeup.
Horror makeup.
Right,
like,
right, right.
And I've been talking about this to my friends for years. It really was something I was going to do. If I did not get on RuPaul's Drag Race, I was going to go to makeup school. Like, there's a several different, like, makeup, like, prosthetic makeup schools.
Okay.
So, when I finally said, like, oh, I'm going to makeup school, my good friends knew, like, oh, she's really going to, like, do this. She didn't get on Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was a good, like, front.
Right, right, right.
It was very good.
Are you okay,
yeah,
Naomi?
I
know you got, like, trade lined up. We're not keeping you. Like, I know trade is, like, time sensitive when it comes to the night and, you know, 30
well,
minutes can make a difference.
One more whiskey and it won't work.
My excuse for Drag Race, I didn't really have much of an excuse because my friends like to call me the most irrelevant bitch from season 8. So.
Fair.
It was totally fine keeping
What about you, Mr. Turner?
I broke my ankle. Yeah.
Love
it. Which, to be fair... actually almost happened. I fell down a very big flight of stairs because I slipped on something greasy. Fell down all these fucking stairs because I'm a big klutz.
So you came back like a month later. Like,
but I like fell down the stairs and when I came back, like I had to get a cast on my leg after Drag Race.
Duh.
There's a I'll show you the video. I'm walking
yes.
down the street and somebody goes, is that a cast even real? And I turn and they turned it on slow-mo and I was like... And I look and
Do
then
you
I go,
like signs out in different ways with different markers. And, like,
I did all
dirty
things.
It,
oh, yeah,
like to make
filthy.
It look old.
It was hilarious. Yeah,
I like that. I like
that.
It
was terrible.
I got a question for all three of you guys again. What's your favorite cartoon growing up? What was your favorite cartoon? What did Thorgy watch?
I was like a fan of like Rocko's Modern Life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mr. I don't know why
Big
I like.
Head.
Yeah, I was like
Rocko.
That. I was like that kid.
Oh, baby.
Rocko's Modern Life, like Rugrats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that kind of, like Doug.
Have you ever seen the conspiracy theory that Rugrats is actually just a hallucination of Angelica's mind, that Tommy actually died and that Chucky was murdered and that the twins, the twins
are
a manifestation of... They called it.
Did I not tell you?
Is there a whole, like, thing about this that I
yeah
can,
yeah
all right,
it's,
you know
it's a whole conspiracy theory about the Rugrats.
Right now I can't confirm.
I understand. I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Okay, so let's leave it there.
What's your type?
But wonderful. What's my type?
Yeah,
basically you. And
yes, that's exactly
by the way,
what
it's
we
funny.
Said.
I talk about my type all the time.
That's what yeah.
And when me and Nia, we were taking like meet and greet photos tonight, you walked up and you said, "Hey, what's going on?" With your like microphone, you're like, "Hey, bitch, we're gonna." And I looked at Naomi and went. Your motherfucking type? And I was like, yup.
It's like you're literally
like,
type.
I love like shorter guys who are kind of like husky and like kind of corny and like. Am I wrong? Am I wrong so far?
I mean,
no, you just started. You described
rub
this
my
day
back
one.
And massage my ego, but it's not
on
about
day
me.
Day one of Drag Race,
yeah.
Everyone was like, "What type of men are we into?" And I'm like, "I like them real short." Like
and she was
real...
like, "The camera guy, right
yeah, like,
over there."
The camera
we
guys,
a
were usually these guys were like. I can handle that. And I'm like,
and you're like, you can
I'm like,
handle that all
stop
night.
Stop talking to me. I'm watching the cameraman.
Yeah,
I'd be like a psychological
yeah.
predator.
No, I, yeah,
I'm
you're
my
right,
prey.
Actually.
Yeah.
Fair.
Anyway, it's basically you.
Thank you.
Enough about me. Let's talk about me. What do you think of me?
I think I haven't
thank
seen
you so
you,
much.
Naomi's beautiful.
What cartoon
Robbie's
did you watch?
Absolutely handsome. I haven't seen you out of drag yet, so I can't
she's
say
gorgeous.
Anything until I see you out.
She's
of
gorgeous.
You have a boyfriend or something, right?
No, he's imaginary.
Whoops. Why did I
he's
ask?
A magician.
Because we're going home. And
I'm in a hotel around the corner.
133.
Oh, you're next
we
to Betty.
Alex,
room
133. When is this being published?
I'm 123.
What about your favorite cartoon? Did you have a favorite cartoon?
I like Tiny Toons. I'm gonna not
Tiny
lie.
Tiny Toony, all
remember,
a little
I mean, I loved,
oh,
like...
we're still talking about cartoons.
Yeah, well, you talked forever. You went Tiny Toons and then Trade. Which is the same thing.
I talk forever. Somebody shut me up and
no,
I will.
No, I would never
just
because it's my
up.
Favorite book. It's a
Robbie
book.
Turner, what's your favorite cartoon?
Well, what boring
book. I always ask the RuPaul's Drag Race queens what they're, I don't know, it's something that interests me. I'm going to ask questions that I think are entertaining because it says more about your character. You know, are you a slapstick
it's
humor? You're
a bad,
Nick, you're
a
Nicktoons.
Not a bad
we're about the same
it's
age. The first generation of Nicktoons is amazing.
I just talk a lot.
But I'm really curious because you're the generation behind us.
Naomi.
So what's your favorite cartoon? And don't say Hannah Montana because it was not a cartoon.
My favorite cartoon growing up was Sailor Moon.
Sailor Moon.
Oh, see, when it started going to the Japanese anime,
I could deal with Pokemon, but not Sailor Moon.
I can't.
Ooh, I love Pokemon.
Did you see the Pokemon?
I dated a Pokemon
trainer
before.
With Cynthia and RuPaul wearing the little hat. Brilliant. I'll show you tonight.
How does that happen?
It's kind of. I never watched Pokemon, but I totally got it and I loved it.
I gotta say, Robbie, I love your spirit. Your spirit just like rings out. How did Robbie Turner kind of develop? You know, where did your personality come from?
Stop wiping your ass.
I'm trying to get
you. I'm so glad this is like a
radio. And this
isn't
part of the interview, but I am gonna have to talk about how I had the fortune of seeing Naomi Smalls change in the dressing room.
Yeah,
it
completely
changed my life.
We're used to it. We're like boring. Oh look, Naomi naked again. Well. I don't know.
Literally me trying to get the duct tape and he's
you're
off
disgusting
my
because
so
you have trade.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know where it, you know, my mother was obsessed with the old movies and we weren't allowed to watch contemporary films. And so I thought all of those contemporary films or all of those old films. Well, my parents are ministers, so we were like there were certain things that were absolutely off limits. Like Roseanne, I didn't even know existed.
I couldn't watch Simpsons on TV
older.
Until
yeah,
like
Simpsons.
Season 5 or 6. We were Simpsons was banned from the
we
house.
Didn't have a TV that
it was
worked.
Too like
it was just too edgy. Yeah.
No. And so I watched we were only allowed to watch what my parents were like said and they were movies. They were actual VHS tapes. And so we had all these old movies, but I thought they were contemporary. And I remember when my mother actually, oddly enough, told me that Judy Garland had been dead for like years because we would watch The Wizard of Oz a lot because we actually
and you were just thinking as a child
and I was
like,
so confused.
I love this woman. She's incredible.
Yeah. And I didn't know it was like an
oh,
old
way,
film.
Dead.
And she's like, yeah, she died about 25 years before you were born. And I was like, also my mother doesn't talk like that, but it sounded good for the interview.
Every queen's a little bit different. What's your least favorite part of getting
you're
into drag?
Very Bob sexy. The drag queen.
Thank you very much. What's your
oh,
like lashes, makeup, nails? What's tucking? Like, what's
your least
favorite part of getting into character? Mm. Same question to all of you. While Thorgy thinks,
I hate there's a lot tucking. Of least favorite things.
I hate it.
It's my hair, because I have long, like, dreadlocks
I mean,
that I just tie up, and mm-hmm. it takes the longest amount of time. But when it's up, and I feel very confident, but that's my least favorite part of getting ready,
mm-hmm.
if that's the question.
Right. Like
getting ready.
Yeah. What about
I
you?
Will attest, I will attest
furthermore,
that if she does a
Robbie
costume
Turner
change,
rips off her wig.
She will, like...
Naomi Smalls rips off her wig and can... Like, in a second.
And she
it takes
reties
40
her,
minutes
her
to take
dress.
Off my hair.
Right.
So that's why I'm always in drag until, like, 9 o'clock in the morning until everyone's
when
asleep.
When the trash men
and I'm like,
out.
Are we all done partying?
Because I have to go.
Now I go home. Like, if nobody can last as long in physical pain as I can, I already won. Now I go home.
Oh, Bob.
Ooh! I love you, Robin!
I can't wait till I get the Bob the Drag Queen
oh,
interview now, too.
You
this
won't,
will be...
It'll, you will,
it, you won't have to interview.
She's worse than
you won't have to interview.
You will
just
sit
down
back.
With a blank notebook. Oh, it moved.
It did. It, I, well, I mean,
that's Bob coming for you.
Very
Bob
attractive.
Going like, ha ha ha.
When
isn't
it comes
so terrible,
first,
and wonderful
first,
in every way.
I think everyone is amazing.
No,
Bob's, I love everybody.
Bob's actually great. We just he's so easy to pick on.
When it comes to the filming of the show, like the idea of reality television, what was the most difficult part of doing the show? Getting used to cameras, the time restrictions, you know, the isolation.
Getting
what part, what was the process?
Time restrictions.
The time restrictions are, like, when they call it Drag Race, it is not a joke. Like, like in the last episode where they're like 15 minutes ladies and Bob's freaking out.
They were for real.
That is for real. That is not for TV. That's not just for drama and they edit it out later and he's magically
and
at time
went
to
up
get ready.
And said, Bob, you've been.
He literally
was not kidding.
Right.
Throw something on now.
And he hadn't even shaved.
Yeah.
And still, it was like he did a full face,
yeah.
was ready, and walked out on the runway.
So kudos to Bob.
And looked,
really
and honestly, that
really
is
turned
a
it out.
That
yeah.
is true story. Like
yeah.
when it comes to drag or drag period, any drag show.
Now
it's like,
I don't know anyone. Does anyone smoke cigarettes? What if you need a cigarette break or you go into the shade tree
well,
cam
Dax
room? Like, do you get an, extensions
breaks,
or is that just taking away time from the challenge? Or
I mean, you just have to like.
I think that's why.
I think that's why. Honestly, to be fair, God bless America. If you need, look, they're absolutely.
There's a couple smokers on the Seasons. When we need a cigarette, they gave us one.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were absolutely.
But it never became a problem.
No.
Like if there were smokers mm-hmm. on the Seasons who don't want to be mentioned.
In fact,
you get one.
Our
you
personal
get one
our personal assistants that were taking care of us the whole time.
You had a personal assistant on the show.
Well, no, the personal assistants that we had, Erica and everybody, they were lovely.
They were
there
to keep you
so
sitting.
Wonderful. They made sure that we had bathroom breaks, cigarette breaks, all the things. And they were like, of course, you need something? Well, hold on. Like, somebody's already gone. Like, let's shift out really quick. And they were lovely.
Yeah. I got to say, one thing that I think I've really taken from interviewing the three of you now is all of you RuPaul's Drag Race queens, you become family, you become sisters, and
no,
I think this group more than others, I'm convinced that shade comes from the light of love. You can't have shade unless light's casting a shadow, so shade comes from the light of love. I think that you guys all legitimately love each other, and that's why you're able to rag
us,
on each other, or is
it... I will say the three of us got along like that.
Also, can I say something? I heard from everyone that worked for the staff of RuPaul's Drag Race, they always came up to me and they were like, you guys like... really like each other like
right.
a lot like
yeah. even the
more than any
they notice
right?
for sure.
Do we heard this all the time
all
like,
the time
you guys are like the season of like the family like you guys really
yeah.
care for each other
sisterhood
right?
of the traveling
take
queen
take care of each
right.
other and like other seasons absolutely not
right.
they were all and I heard this over and over again
I did too
this was the season that you guys loved each other a
well,
lot
well and from the get go
it made
we
me
were
feel
like
very
oh you're
good.
Different than me but I like that
yeah.
actually and we were really respectful about everybody
although I didn't feel that way the first day I met you
no
the
you and I were
day.
Sizing each other up like mm. but
I
then,
could tell you were doing the same
not
with me
even.
And I was like why are you being such a bitch?
Not even like
tossing your hair
within
your
the same afternoon we liked each other
yeah
like when we got out of drag and we actually started talking we were
yeah.
like oh you're
right away
like I that was just a character. Oh, okay, that was funny.
Can I ask them one more question? Are we good? Can I ask them one more? I like to always know, what's your current drink of choice? So if I ever have the pleasure of buying you girls a drink, I know exactly what to get you. What
the
do you drink?
The bar is just right outside the room.
Anything
she's holding
for
it.
Maker's Mark whiskey, always.
Brown drink.
Yeah.
Brown.
I'm a whiskey drinker.
Beer
I'm drinker.
A fruity bitch. Pineapple
well, clearly.
Juice and peach Ciroc.
Okay. Like coconut rum and pineapple juice.
Yeah, literally anything fruity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's how I tend to go too. I don't like the taste of alcohol, so I'll sugar. I get sugar rush.
What do you drink? What do you drink?
I will drink like. Well, I mean, I don't like to drink fast, so I drink vodka, water, lime because it tastes horrible. Because otherwise, I gulp. So
tastes
I sip
like
it.
Lime.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's like nasty water. But I'll do like a fruity drink. I'll do like a Malibu coconut rum and.
But no.
I want to have sex with you.
Huh?
How about you,
no
Robbie?
No brown drinks.
Makes me crazy.
Me too.
Yeah.
Makes me crazy. If I drink brown, I'll go home with anyone. Now the point is,
can we get her a whiskey?
I drink peach cosmos.
Peach cosmos.
Peach vodka.
Fruity fruit.
Well, and the thing
you like
is,
a sweet.
The
you
peach
like a sweet.
Oddly cuts it. It's not as sweet. Oddly.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
So what has been
your
the biggest?
Huge.
What's been the biggest change since, you know, not when the show started airing, but from when you were first announced and it was revealed that you were a cast member on the most popular gay-centric television show? What's kind of the first big thing you noticed changing in your life and where are you taking it?
We see Naomi Smalls naked a lot more.
Which I think we're all winners.
Because we saw her a lot naked before.
Huh.
We saw her a lot naked during the
but
show.
But you don't see me a lot
and
on
now
the
we
TV
do
show.
We smell her naked.
Now we smell her naked, and I'm not necessarily.
Oh my god, is this really happening?
Oh, she's taking her shorts down. We got the bare ass. We got the bare ass.
They were
bare
sweat,
ass.
Sweatpants.
B-A-R-E. Okay. Let me tell you a story about sweatpants. Anyway.
You think you're a bear?
Yeah. Trash.
No, it's just fun. It's just, you know, it's changed in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gigs I used to do and go to all the time that it was just fun. It's now become this, like, oversaturated, like, oh my god. I'm like,
suddenly
well,
love
can
you.
Can we all, like, relax a little bit? This is my hometown in Brooklyn. Like, yeah. Let me, like, come out and, like, have a calm drink, but it's for me, it's never a calm drink. It's like
selfie session.
Once somebody knows Thor G Thor is there from the, you know, it's like RuPaul's Drag Race, I'm like, now I can't actually enjoy this second.
Yeah.
So it's affected it that way for me.
Right.
You know what are you saying? My husband? And who I'm going home with tonight?
Okay.
Ah, trash.
Don't stroke his ego.
Well, let's do the outro first, and if Naomi needs to leave, would you and Robbie want to play the game? She's got trade. I gotta be self. I gotta be respectful of the trade.
Naomi's a whore. It's fine, but not as big as a whore as some others.
Yes, I'm done.
As our outro music starts to play, I want to thank Thorgy Thor, Naomi Smalls, Robbie Turner, current season queens on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 8. Absolutely a pleasure to get to meet all of you. And what's going on with you the rest of the night?
I am going. Probably not going to bed, but I'm going to take a flight in 2 hours to go to Boston. So. Thank you for traveling around the world and having a wonderful time.
Definitely. Very nice. Good job. Naomi
Thank
Smalls,
you.
It was a pleasure to meet you. You're absolutely beautiful. I love your attitude.
Thank
I love your
you
spirit.
So
what do you have going on the rest of the night?
Hopefully it'll end in penetration.
Do you like poppers?
Of course.
What's your favorite brand?
Ooh, I don't
There's
know. Back
brand?
In California, they call them nail polish remover because you're not allowed to sell poppers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I never know what I'm buying. Jungle juice is a thing, right?
Yeah, and oh. that's for basic bitches though. You gotta go like Amsterdam. That's a
oh,
Amsterdam
no.
or.
Do you have it on your room?
I've never done
I can either confirm nor deny that, but I got your number. We'll figure it out.
Cool.
And then Robbie Turner, do you like poppers?
I've never done poppers.
That's your outro. Do you like poppers?
Do you like poppers? The end. Couple. I've never done poppers a day in my life.
Okay, that's it for today's... Darcel Stevens, thank you so much for letting us use the dressing room here. That's
Darcel's
it for the...
Darcel's the best.
Woo-hoo! The best!
Come catch her at Parliament House. Amazing.
That's it for the special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, always swing first, fight good fights, and let justice roll. Until next time, I wish you enough.
Children are better seen, not heard, but I'll go to sleep for Thorgy.
I'm Justice, and
Bye,
I love
justice.
You.
You are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And fabulous.
We here at Outlet Orlando give that 1, 2, 3. Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeez.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I want it to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. No. Because
we're matching
you,
the funds
no.
at Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy
you
Hour, raising money for a good cause.
Because
get
you,
over it.
You
it's
cannot,
such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're,
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know
why? You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pig. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all food.
Outlet Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No.
I'm not saying that.
You?
I'm
like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
out. Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
Of course.